Sheriffs in Oneida, Vilas, Forest, Langley, Lincoln, and Iron counties won't enforce the mandate from the Evers administration. It calls for people to wear masks in indoor settings, except for private homes. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office views the mandate as unconstitutional, according to Captain Terry Hook.
Well, we believe that this was an order that was put out by the governor. It did not come through the legislature. It's not a law. So that is why, that's part of our opinion about why we believe it violates the Constitution.
In Vilas County, Sheriff Joe Fath found out about the mandate through the media.
It would have been nice to know that this was coming.
He encourages people to follow the governor's order when they think it's appropriate, but his deputies won't be enforcing it.
We just don't have enough officers or resources to start becoming the mask police in Vilas County.
Phillips Police Chief Michael Hawshield won't enforce it either.
They just don't want to wear the mask. That's their God-given right. So I don't want to come in here and force people that they have to wear the mask, you know, when I don't think it's just.
Sheriffs in Forest, Langlade, Lincoln, and Iron counties each put out statements saying they won't enforce the order. Neither will police chiefs in Minocqua, Merrill, or Park Falls. Evers put in the order yesterday, saying mask wearing can help slow the spread of COVID-19 as cases continue to rise in Wisconsin.
And folks, the science and public health experts are telling us that face coverings and masks can save lives.
Park Falls Police Chief Jerry Ernst said he thought the order would likely get reversed by court action. Several sheriffs and police chiefs asked the public not to call them with mask complaints and tie up emergency lines. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.